I'm Isabel, she, her, hers.
And I'm David, he, him, his.
And we're two therapists with ADHD who sit down to have some chats about ADHD. We can't promise we'll stay on topic,
or be professional,
or even remotely mature, but we can promise that you'll end up looking at you or your loved one's beautiful, neurodivergent brain in a shiny new way. This is not a therapy session. This is something shiny.
I love it.
Do you like it?
That's amazing. And can this just be the intro? You saying that and me freaking out about how amazing it is?
Yeah.
You know, you dropping could, your voice.
That could be our
that's
first
so
intro.
Good.
So without further ado, welcome to Something Shiny.
I'm David.
I am like, my mind is blown. My mind is just so blown. Can I tell you my ADHD story, actually?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I love the track we're on, but I also don't want to forget to share this. So I had this experience over the holidays where, you know, all routines, all rhythms lost. Speaking of allotted little yucks, constant little yucks. Like, it's also, I think we talk about this ahead of the holidays, but it's also a time of year where everyone expects it to be big yums. And in actuality, at least for me, it's a ton of little yucks. A lot of big yucks, you know, grief, loss, pain, blah. And then a little, like, certainly some yums, but, like, you got to fight for those yums. What I love is actually the period of time after the thing, after the holidays, after routine has returned and it's done. Like, I talk about it. I don't like scheduling things. I like having scheduled. I don't like the holidays. I like having experienced the holidays. Does that make any sense? This in my head somehow relates to the like little yuck thing. So had this day and it was like just, it was literally that day you described where actually, partly in my head, I think I previously looked at this as just structureless, lost feeling, right? Like a day where I had no structure. I technically had nowhere to be. The kids had nowhere to be. Bobby was working. And so it was on me to kind of fill our time with something. And I was like a rat that was starving for water that was simultaneously treading water. I don't know if that's a good metaphor. Like I literally feel like more of my executive functioning short-circuited that day than ever.
Mm.
And I realized, and this is going to sound like a duh, of course, we say this all the time. But again, I forget everything. And so I'm always remembering this. What I realized is, you know what I did differently? I was in one room for a really long time. That actually never happens. Oh my gosh, wait a minute. Ton of my memory and remembering what happens next comes from the physical space I am standing in that cues me. Like literally,
yeah.
I realized I have a route in the morning. Like, oh, I'm with the kids in the bathroom. And when I'm in the bathroom, I remember we got to do da 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 da. And then I move us here. And then I move us here. And then I move us here. But I didn't move. I was able to just sit in one spot. But it's like my brain had nothing to cue it.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So I borrowed a hack, and actually I have a few clients who've talked about this, and this is like, we can edit this out or we can throw this in. I borrowed a hack, which is a lot of tech-savvy clients have talked a lot about things like Alexa or Siri or something out in the world that's going to remind you and cue you. And like, there's all these cool articles about how to create a system to like, mm-hmm. just create a ton of reminders and, you know, like you use it as your external memory. Great sale going on. I picked a system. I'm not even going to disclose what. I don't need to endorse it. But I picked a type of system that was very, in my mind, very cheap. Like, no more than I'd spent on, like, you know, a nice dinner or something. And I just was like, I'm going to test it out. I'm going to put it in, like, two places. I'm going to program it to say a couple things or to do a couple things for me. And I'm going to see how this works. David Kessler, if it is not the best thing that's ever happened to this family, I don't know what is. You know why? Because suddenly I don't have to hold all that. There's something else. It's so much better than a little list on a, I wish I could
take pictures. It's a partner with executive functioning.
It is. But it's, help me understand why it's different. I have so many calendars and lists that do nothing close to
this. They don't get your attention. They're totally sitting there waiting for you to attend to them. That's the big difference. So you could have things written down in a million different places, but unless they literally exploded at a certain time or started firing papers out into the world, like, you wouldn't attend to them, right? Versus this thing that's tied into your house system that goes, good night, is about, you're supposed to do the, I don't know why it's a weird accent like that, but like, whatever kind of accent it shoots out.
Side note, we totally have it rigged to be Australian accents, because why would we not? We adore Bluey, and it sounds like one of the characters from Bluey is like,
so
I can't do it. It's so good though. It's so good.
But it becomes the externalized memory for you. And then we can flip it on the other side. Mm-hmm. For you, it is the partner. You can be like, hey, Tuesday at 6, remind me to call the blah, blah, blah. Because your partner might not remember that, but all of a sudden Alexa will be like, it's Tuesday at 6. If you call the blah, blah, blah. And you're like, thank you. And like,
that's exactly what's happened.
Yeah.
I am not angry at Bobby as much.
Yeah,
Bobby does not get mad at me the way I get mad at him about this. The kids, I don't know how. I knock on wood, I don't want to jinx it. I created a little program, because you can program skills. You can program sequences of actions. You can, like, literally, you can have it be like, I'm setting a timer. I'm going to play music. What would you like to hear? And then it's going to go off. Like, you program the whole sequence in. And then, so I don't have to keep going into a room. Did you do it? Did you do it? Did you do it? They're learning a whole sequence, but I don't have to do the work of teaching it all the time.
Wait,
all I have to do is stand in the room. It's so nice.
Hold on, wait. We have a lot of people that ask us about like parenting help and like how to help with young ones with you know, neurodivergence and all this kind of stuff. And like, we can get into the strategies of talking about all these different things you can do to change behavior.
Yeah.
The most important thing we can do is notice when kids are doing something good. So the moment they're in this whole thing with whatever, you know, the thing in your house is like the robotic voice telling him to do the thing.
Yeah.
When it tells them to do the thing and then you see them doing the thing, that's the moment for you to be like, you're doing this thing. That's awesome. You remembered. No. And they're like, I don't even remember. This thing told me. It's like, nope, you made the decision to do this thing.
Exactly. No, David. And that makes me feel so good, because suddenly I'm interacting around a stress point and a huge sore spot, like cleaning up, brushing teeth. I'm interacting with the kids. And when the system doesn't work right, we both get frustrated with it instead of with each other.
Yes.
And then it's funny.
Yes.
Like, it's just different. And then they're pissed that they're getting told to do it again. I'm like, I don't know, take it up with the computer. Like, but the best part, can I tell you, you can program it to like applaud, and it has this feature where it starts
slow clapping.
A slow clap. And so I start the slow clap and then I join in, and then Bobby Worry starts to join in, and we have like a legit slow clap.
This is amazing.
It's amazing. And the kids love it. They're like, oh, I'm getting a slow clap. Oh,
I think, anyway. I think what you're seeing is like all the reasons why that works, and that there are like legit reasons why it works. And that it is a legit environmental intervention.
Yeah.
It is not, those kinds of systems are not always helpful for people.
Oh, I can see. Yeah. We already learned that the fact that we left it on and we introduced the kids to story time destroyed bedtime for like 3 nights until we figured out a way to like kind of shut it down and then just like play a much more soothing story that we use, for example. Yeah. Like, it's a very big learning curve. Yeah.
The other thing that I know to be true is the way we as humans attend to reminders is very important. And so, like, as long as you are actually doing what the reminder is asking you to do and not learning to ignore it, this becomes a really successful intervention. But if you have too many things that Alexis or whatever, or Google or whatever the thing, I don't know, like, whatever it's doing, mm-hmm. if you're not listening to it, you will learn to never listen to it.
Exactly. Yes. No, I know that to be true. It's like, it's not dissimilar to like visual timers, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, if you decide you want to use that to build time pressure, you got to hold to it. You got to actually stop when the timer goes off. You can't just like cheat the whole time, because you're right. Then all you're learning is like, oh, please disregard what I just said, you know? Which, side note, there's something I have found is there are certain features where she will, like, she's a person, the entity The robot overlord gives me a question and I actually have to answer it. And that I've found I've inserted in more reminders because of what that makes me do. It does actually make me say something. I can't just ignore it. I actually have to say something because it becomes like that seatbelt, like it doesn't go away. And then it's easier for me to switch tasks. But again, early stages. Rave reviews, side note, also just in terms of creating ambiance and environments and external cues, we have timers set up with different music. So the music itself becomes like this cool establishing operation. Like we've got we're really into smooth jazz in this house. We've got variations on smooth jazz, but it's cool.
I want to just exist in opposite, but not in contradiction.
Yeah.
Because for me, I don't use very many timers at all because when I use a timer, it is like the thing I have to attend to. So I'm very limited on the timers that I pull up because when I do, it is such an environmental shift that I'm like, go time. Like ears get pinned back. It's a rare thing. Here I go. And so I've operated without any of these like things in my home. I am a person. I just want to say this. I'm a person that really values privacy.
No, that's what I was going to say. Legit, that was a huge consideration. But
there's no judgment. No judgment on it. This is literally like it's such an emotional battle that isn't even real. I mean, like unless you've gone through like the million different options in your phone to make sure that your phone isn't always listening to you, like it is. So like this isn't about like this is more about like my perception or like my belief than like the reality of like my intervention. Right. But like, I do want to like say that this is why like the Alexa or the Google or there's different options, but like they are essentially a whiteboard that speaks to you. They are a diary that buzzes after you. They are a friend that doesn't forget. And like the reason why I'm trying to make all these analogies is like, because we do have those resources if you don't want to get this device. Like,
totally.
Be careful on how much we ask of other people because dependency causes aggression. And that's the safest thing with one of these robot overlords is you can be as dependent as you want on it because aggression towards it doesn't come back to you.
Exactly. And that's, again, when I named that the kids get frustrated with it and I get frustrated with it. And literally what I see is instead of me getting increasingly impatient with the kids or myself, I'm getting frustrated with this thing. And then she says something ridiculous because she usually does. And then we all laugh and suddenly I'm like, oh yeah, what am I getting frustrated about? It's a robot, you know, like, oh, I shouldn't demean the robot, but like, I could not agree more around the privacy question. And there is zero judgment around whatever decision you make or don't make. I kind of made, and just to like disclose for myself, like we inherited an old device like a couple years back. And I was the one who militantly was like, no, it's listen. You know, like I was very uncomfortable with it. I did not appreciate the sensation that something's just waiting on standby. And like, I didn't use any of it, right? Like I kind of just was like, I don't see how this helps. Like I didn't really figure it out. I think the thing, and I'm not trying to sell people on this, I'm just naming what changed it for me is the realization of the thing you just said. I'm like, that's exactly it. Because I don't know how much money I've probably blown. I mean, I could show you the six giant whiteboards we have in this room alone. Like the amount of things I have invested in as visual cues and reminders to remind myself of the schedule, to help the kid, and also mostly for kids to help them learn it too, so that I'm not the walking schedule, and to help Bobby know where we are and the nanny, you know, does know where we are. Like it's just the amount of energy and labor that goes into creating things like this that this offloads is the piece I don't think I understood. And the thing you just said about like it's also something that the difference is it's not on me to remember. That's the piece that I'm like,
yeah,
please know my spending habits and sell me more dog food. I welcome it. You know, like I'm not dismissing it because it's also very scary. No, but yeah.
Isabel, that's the thing that like is also the thing that I just question with myself because like I'm I'm honestly a good person. I'm not really worried what any of these things are going to find out about me. And like,
I'm almost like, oh, I'm curious.
At worst, it gets the fruit leather that I like, right? And like starts suggesting it to me on a random, and I'd be like, yes, send me all the fruit roll-ups you can or whatever. But like,
but you know what it would do, David? It would go, are you sure you want to? Because it like so knows your spending habits. It'll go, are you sure you need 4 cases of 500 or something?
Wait, seriously,
it would
wait.
Prompt you. It would prompt
it says that to me?
Yeah.
I'm never buying this thing.
Then prompt
never.
You.
No, I don't want judgment from electronics. Yes, I said 4 cases. Don't ever judge me, electronic voice. I'm going to have an inappropriate amount of food here. And you know what? I might give some of it away. Maybe it doesn't go bad. But are you sure you want to be plugged in all the time?
Oh, I love that so much.
Thank you so much for listening. If you ever have that thought where you think, hey, I'm nothing, stop. Remember, you're something. Something shiny.
That's right, just as you are. If you like what you heard and you want to hear more free episodes of this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review anywhere you listen to podcasts. We're on Instagram as Something Shiny Podcast. And if you're looking for more information, useful links, definitions, visuals, everything we can think of and more is on our website at somethingshinypodcast.com. And it's all free. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.